ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Brought to you by Zada Jewelers, KFNC and KFNC HD2, Mont Bellevue, Houston. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
I'm trying to get the author from a Wall Street Journal piece that came out last night about this. I really want to understand this now. This is You know, Bitcoin's tough enough for me to wrap my head around. But the new
fake
thing...
Fake money?
What's that?
Fake money.
Yeah, but the new, well, I mean, but the price is skyrocketing on it, like the value of it. The new thing, though, with the Top Shot, the NFT market, which I'm not sure what NFT stands for, but NBA highlights, people can now purchase NBA highlights. There's also digital cards that you can purchase. They are going absolutely.
Well, a guy spent $175,000 like 20 years ago.
No, it just started.
No. Yo, he spent 170. I just saw the story. And now it's worth over $2 million.
Wait, well, the collector bought $175,000 with the NBA highlights?
Yeah.
Isn't that brand new?
No.
Yeah. It's NBA Top Shot. I think it is something that just started happening. Top Shot's new. It's a new concept. And it's gone completely out of control. And I don't understand. They're selling highlights now where you will own the highlights.
Yeah, right. I don't get it.
But what?
I can watch it anytime.
Here's what I can't understand. I'm just going to tell you what I can't understand. And you can say it's a generational thing or whatever. I do not understand. We even had an author on about this concept, the breaking of cards, right? You get an entire box and people will listen to. There are radio shows that are doing this, by the way, John, and it's a huge deal. There are radio shows in San Francisco and like major markets now that open basketball cards or baseball cards on the air and tell the listeners what they're getting. It's the same phenomenon as unboxing to me, where people watch other people or watching other people play Minecraft. The voyeur thing, I thought that was watching people do it. I thought it was watching people put their privates on each other that you used to watch. Marty, I hope you're not in the car because I was in so much trouble. But I mean, that's what voyeurism used to be. Now voyeurism is watching people open baseball cards. You nerds. This is why no one's having sex anymore. Millennial generation and Gen Z. I got to say it. You nerds are just watching people.
You don't have to say
unwrap cards, baseball cards. You're watching people play Minecraft. I tell my kids every day. It infuriates me when they watch people play Minecraft.
What? Why? What, do you have a problem with people not having
play
sex?
Play Minecraft. Do it yourself.
What, you want more sex? You want more sex from younger people?
This is true, and I know you know this is true. There are studies out, and they've done lots of polling and stuff like that. There's never been a generation more than Gen Z that are having sex less.
Is that a problem?
It's fine, Del. It's fine if you save yourself the marriage. That's fine, right, Father TJ and Nicole?
Maybe less.
And two, getting driver's license.
Well, who wants to drive? It's annoying, right?
What are you talking about? Everyone used to, when you
it's not a rite of passage
16,
anymore.
You wanted your driver's license. You wanted to be able to get the out
not,
of your house.
It's not a rite of passage.
And this age doesn't want to do it. My son said other kids at school do want to. My son is in that group. I don't care.
I got an Uber for that.
I just don't get it. I didn't have my own car when I was 16, but I used my parents' car. I got to drive there. I do not understand not wanting to get your license. I understand parents like, I'm happy my son doesn't. I don't want to put you on any kind of insurance.
My eldest daughter didn't want to get hers. She was a millennial.
Right.
Well.
Yeah, she's a millennial.
87?
Yep. She's a millennial.
Yeah, she didn't want to. But then when she was like, oh, I wish I'd done this before. Right. She got it about 19.
Oh, well, that's, yeah. That's not the end of it. But it's still a little bit strange.
Yeah,
to me.
No, I couldn't wait.
I'm just telling you, the breaking cards.
My birthday, I was like, take me to, I want to get my license.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. So the breaking card thing is weird. The watching other people play video games thing to me is weird because I just want to play them. The breaking card things, I used to collect cards. I wanted to break my own freaking cards. I didn't want to watch other people like, guess what I got? I don't care. I hope you got terrible cards. I want the good ones. That seems easy to me. Do you? Is there something? Del, what's the other one where you get to hear people make noises like
ASMR?
Yeah, well, tell people what that is.
It's just people have a microphone and they kind of whisper into it, but the microphone's really sensitive, so you can hear stuff like that. That type of noise.
That's the kind of thing that should drive you absolutely insane.
You would think, but people apparently for some people it's satisfying and it kind of relaxes them. Not me. It's annoying, but.
Little kids watching other little kids unwrap presents that they'll never get. Grown people on Instagram watching other influencers go, oh, my God, look what they sent me. They sent me this this Balenciaga bag that you'll never have or whatever, top or shoes or whatever they are.
It's aspirational, Lance.
I hope I get that one day.
Yeah.
No, you won't because you're sitting around watching other people.
Because you're thinking it into, because it's, what is it, your thought to power.
Self-actualization? What's it, actualization?
Yeah, I know if you watch enough Instagram videos of it, it will happen for
manifesting.
You.
Manifesting. It's manifest.
Yes. No, it'll manifest.
It'll manifest. Yeah.
You're eating Cheetos on your couch.
It's a secret.
Not Cheetos.
You're doing nothing with your life.
No, you're out there taking pictures and you're out there doing your own photo shoots by walls and stuff.
I know.
You're actually trying to hustle and make it happen.
No, I know you're not part of the culture. It's not Cheetos. It's some vegan dish. They're not going to be eating Cheetos. Cheetos is for those baby
spicy
boomers.
Cheetos.
Somebody trying to get that bag is not eating Cheetos.
Rice cakes or some vegan dish.
Somebody trying to get free
Cheetos.
Stuff is not eating Cheetos.
No, they're not.
They're not.
Avocado toast maybe? Something like that.
You think they're eating avocado toast?
You know how popular avocado toast is for the people who watch that stuff?
It's been big for like
it's
three
a big
or four
deal.
Years.
Yes, avocado toast.
No.
John don't know nothing about it.
You're right. I know nothing about this.
Well,
I don't ever want to. You know what I don't care about? Anyone who sits and watches somebody else open up presents.
Why don't you
sit and watch people play sports. That's their sport, I guess.
No,
I watch actual people play actual sports.
Yeah, that's what I'm
not video games.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Well,
they don't think there's any difference.
I kind of understand that now because
huge difference.
To not them, it's a digital sport. I can wrap my mind. Somebody actually the breaking cards thing I don't get, and we'll get that call in here. But you could also start something here where people during Lent who give up alcohol. Maybe we could start a channel where you watch other people drink Coors Light with a microphone real close so you hear all the...
And the opening of the can?
You hear the can and stuff
like that.
Like that? You watch that? No. You watch golf? Look. It's kind of the same.
No,
look, you're not playing it. You're
that
watching
is
people
actually,
play it.
Actually,
what's
can we start
the,
this?
What's
yes,
the
you can start it immediately.
During Lent, watching people drink
Here's
Coors Light?
Possibly. Yeah, sure.
Does Chad give up alcohol too? Do all your friends give up alcohol?
Lonzo did,
All of them?
Yeah. Royce, yeah.
No wonder y'all don't talk. Oh, well then.
No, I don't talk to
them. Okay, well then you need to get somebody who's an alcoholic, somebody who's a heavy drinker, and they just need to put their phone up like this.
And we watch them drink?
And live stream it, and then keep it on demand where you can, and then it automatically streams up to YouTube. Brandon can show you how to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And get somebody to just drink, and you guys can watch that guy drink.
Until you guys can do it. What's the difference between
Get an OnlyFans going.
What's the difference between our QAnon Twitch stream watching you guys talk? And then someone watching someone open up boxes. What's the difference? It's just you guys talking.
No, but that's fun to watch.
Okay, there's a big difference.
No, that's huge. It's a lot of fun to watch us sit here and talk. Okay, no question in my mind.
Sometimes they see this.
Yeah, they see dabs.
That's not great.
You're not going to see dabs anywhere else. No one else does it.
That's
Let's
not
get
a
Julio in
by
here
the
breaking
way.
Cards. What do you say, Julio?
How you guys doing? Another show. But the boxing of the it's called break. It's breaks. They call breaks.
Right.
The boxes are so expensive. They're like $1,500, $2,000. What they do is they break it down for like $2,000, 30 teams, like $50-$60. So you don't spend $1,500 and then get a crappy box and you don't get nothing out of it. So what it does, it divides the teams, and whatever team you get, that's the card you get. And sometimes it's worth paying $50 instead of paying $1,500 to $2,000 for a box. So that's where the breaks come in. But they've been good since 2012, 2013. But now it's getting really, really big. And the boxes are getting more expensive. So it's cheaper for somebody else to spend $50 instead of paying $2,000 for a box. I just want to give you guys a little breakdown on that.
No, I appreciate the information. I still don't. I guess things are worth what people will pay for them. and that's the value.
Our guy Jerry Bowe is in the Top Shot.
No, I know.
He's in the
what? Wait. He's in the Top Shot?
Yep.
So he's trying to make that money. Because Jerry is trying to make that money.
Mm-hmm.
And Jerry understands there's money to be made.
I don't understand it, though. I can watch NBA highlights anytime. What do you mean?
You can't watch these because these are over. You'll never see that.
No, dunk. Yeah. Baloney. I saw somebody who bought like this highlight of LeBron dunking. And then they showed it from different. This is what he did. This is the one he.
Maybe
he
gave permission and sold it. Maybe he sold the rights to it. Once you own the rights,
so
people have to pay you for the rights.
If I have it captured, I can.
How are you going to be able to show LeBron dunking if you don't have that one dunk? You can't possibly find LeBron dunking any other time.
I don't understand.
That was the only dunk he had.
I don't understand.
You're the only one to have it. Okay, what if you're the only one to have a painting? It's one of one.
Yeah, but no, but it's already out there on video. It's been out there. I could have just recorded
not anymore.
It.
Now
do you
it.
Get the takedown notices?
Well, then you can be punished by law.
No.
Yeah.
I can watch it anytime I want.
No.
What do you mean you own it? There's television stations all over the country that have
get
every
Jerry
game
Bowe.
Recorded.
I need to get Jerry
every
Bowe on
game
show.
Recorded of every of their team. That what do you mean? Akeem Olajuwon with his dream shake. I own that. No.
What
every
about
television
people?
Station here has that.
Do well, people now you watch have to other pay people me royalties because I own it.
Hold on. Is people watching other people eat a thing too?
Yes. Welcome to the world. Mukbang.
What?
Mukbang.
What?
Mukbang?
That's what it's called, mukbang.
That's Vietnamese.
I'm not making that up. That's how they say it.
Mukbang.
Mukbang. That's how they say it. They watch people. I know you're a little uncomfortable. That's
say
what,
it again.
Mukbang. That's how they say it. I'm not being.
Is that a Vietnamese
that
thing?
Is very
seriously.
Vietnamese.
Yes. It's a. You eat and people watch people eat.
People are watching people eat.
Yes.
I get fetish sexual stuff.
Well, you watch all those barbecue shows.
No,
you watch
I don't.
Cook.
I watched one show on Netflix.
Well, how to prepare it. I'm really into Bob Ross right now.
Bob Ross has never gone out because he's smooth. Now, that's one where you could hear Bob Ross just talking.
Yes. Now, Bob Ross, watching him paint, that dude is amazing.
Bob Ross with silky little clouds. Fluffy little
he
clouds.
Is amazing.
I like to watch old press conferences from Bill Belichick with his voice where he goes,
wow.
He was the original Bob Ross.
Yeah,
Bob Ross is the original. Yeah,
Bill Belichick.
Well, we're just going to move on to Cincinnati here and do what we got to do here. Me and my wife are going to go have relations, and once it's over, it's over. We move
well,
on
I don't
to the
think
next.
He's never said that.
814 ESPN 97.5. We'll get you guys in here. 713-780-3776.
You guys don't leave. I'm curious about what
you're
talking
you got
about.
Some interesting questions up there.
Loaded, ready to rule. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. Listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back on ESPN 97.5. Apologies? Let's go. Start apologizing, Dell.
For what? You guys said it was
for
Vietnamese.
For your racism?
It's Korean.
No one's saying what it is.
It's Korean. It's not Vietnamese. Mukbang's not Korean. Is not,
but you said it like
said
muck
like what?
Bang.
It's not.
Went,
muck, it's
you
not
don't
muck
try to put
no. Extra inflection on it.
It's not.
You
muck
said it.
Bang.
Here's what you did. You went. Oh
no, I didn't.
Muck bang.
Why would I do that? No, I didn't.
Stop. Get to the phones. I can't do anything. You know, John's like, don't say anything when I'm. And then he just
would you like to hear
fires?
Would you like to hear an actual Korean person say it?
Yes.
You're
yeah.
criticizing me.
Yeah. Okay. Let's hear it.
It's not mukbang. It's muk. I know it's
Korean person said it that way, so it's
yeah,
not.
But you said it like a Vietnamese.
I don't know what that means.
And it's racist, and it's a fetish for watching people eat.
You watch people eat.
By the way, that's fetish.
Yeah.
That's a fetish.
Well,
all fetishes aren't sexual. That's a fetish. So don't try to say I just like watching people eat. No, that's a fetish. Now, sorry. Now you're in the fetish.
Do you
team.
Know anyone that does that though?
I don't. Dell does. Dell knows all these things.
It's on YouTube. Just type in.
What are
people
who
people
eat
watch?
Blue? Is there a name for that? Or eat? Well, there are people who eat hair.
Yes.
Who it's pick a disorder. Their eyebrows and eat it. That's actually a thing, too.
What?
But it's not a
thing. Do you watch the people? Is there a channel?
That's the difference. There's okay. no channel.
Okay. It's a show where people eat large quantities of food and people watch it. Someone eats a lot of food at once.
Well, yeah,
and people
it's called Andrew Zimmern or whatever it was yeah. called. That it was that not it's Zimmern, called, but it was the other guy. Man versus food.
What is it?
No, it's called Man versus
that's
Food.
Something
like,
else.
I'm here in San Antonio with the biggest burrito ever. We're gonna see if we can take it down. Yeah. Like that's not mukbang. No, that's just no, Man versus
that's
Food.
That's different because it's someone just sitting. There's no production other than sitting at a table and eating a lot of food. It's not he's driving to the best chicken taco place in New Mexico. That's not what
That's
it is.
That's not what it is.
No.
So they just sit down and eat food.
Yes.
And people watch them.
Yes. It's like golf. I don't understand
that
it like, either.
That's some kind of disorder, isn't it?
What, to watch people eat food?
Yeah. Because they're sure. eating the food that you want to eat.
Or some people find it a satisfying experience. I don't get it.
Don't have to eat, so no, you have some kind
admit,
of a disorder.
I will admit, I don't mind watching cooking shows and stuff
yeah, but
while I'm having lunch.
You're learning.
Well, yeah, but while I'm having lunch.
Are those people learning how to chew?
No, but it makes my lunch more pleasurable to watch good food being made and stuff, but that's not the same. I don't care. I don't get anything. Yeah, I'm not watching people eat.
No, right.
I'm not watching Ricky LaBea.
You learn something when you're
buffet.
Watching someone cook.
Yeah.
You're not learning anything. Oh, I didn't know how to chew. Thanks. Do you think Cal watches mukbang?
No, I don't think he'd get it.
Okay.
It's too highbrow.
Let's get these people in.
Wes is in Beaumont. Let's get him in here. Hey, Wes.
Hey, what's up, guys? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
So... Dell is going to have to do some educating on what entrepreneurship is, I believe. So Jose broke it down pretty good on the break as far as why people are doing that. I mean, you absolutely cannot get these cases of cards. So these guys basically go to Target and spend thousands of dollars and get these cards and then break them out. And it's a way for you to be able to get that signature card or Joe Burrow rookie card without having to open 100 packs to find one. You can just buy one for $35 from somebody who's already opened all these packages. But it sounds like you guys are really hating on, like, entrepreneurs. All of this kind of blew up whenever COVID happened, and it's just a lot of young people that are taking advantage of being able to sit at home and do something that they love versus going to a job every day. But you guys are, like, hating on entrepreneurs.
No, we're trying to understand.
No, but this was before that, though.
No. Nobody did blow up during.
It did blow up, but it was happening before.
It was happening before. One guy said he'd been doing it since 2012. But hold on, don't hang up, Wes. But we had the author on who wrote the article about that way back when COVID first started. The thing is, we're not hating on entrepreneurship. You're going to have to explain what is the big deal about opening – about breaking a box of cards. I don't understand. So it's you.
Well, if you find something valuable, it's a treasure hunt.
Well, no, I understand it's a treasure hunt. How does it have value? It's not limited. Are they limited edition?
Well, it's definitely hard to come by. So they're making these cards much different than they did back in the 80s.
Okay, maybe they've that's the confusion here.
Versions and 10 different versions of a card, and there'll be one that's numbered 1 through 50, and then this other color is numbered 1 through 500. So they're making them more rare, but because there's so many more players that people are attracted to because of social media and just the world that we live in today, I mean, there's more popular players than there were back in the 80s and 90s as well. So there's more people collecting cards for you know, a bunch of different players versus just a bunch of people collecting Michael Jordan, Kevin Garnett, and whoever the stars are.
Okay, so I had that's what's kind of crazy to me, but I had baseball card collections. I had tons of cards back in the days, Tops, some Fleer, some Donruss, whatever. And those were the names. So maybe that's the difference is when I've got my, you know, when I've got 9 rookie cards for Cal Ripken Jr. or Barry Bonds or whatever the case may be, that was all they were. There was a huge amount of cards that were out there. Maybe what you're saying now is the big difference is they are much more. It is much more. They're much more limited. The scope is limited. They make a different type of car. I would get that because anytime you limit the supply, the demand is going to be higher. That's basic supply and demand. So that would make more sense to me, I guess. Now, Top Shot, I still don't get Top Shot. We need Jerry Bow to call in because Jerry Bow's on it. But Jerry's a hustler. So Jerry is saying he's going to make money. But check this out, John. This is going to make you perk up, especially since you can't drink right now. You might as well do this. Our boy Dre, guess what Dre says? He goes, yo, I bought my first pack Friday for $14, and I got three whiteys in the pack, a Plumlee dunk, Dragic layup, and a limited edition Jokic. Jokic card was number 2879 out of 10,000. I put it up for $315, and as I went to bed, and it sold overnight.
But he didn't get enough.
The dude made $300.
He could have put up for four something. He got ripped off. for
I'm gonna
a $14
start
buy?
Show me where I can buy these things.
Yeah. Well, I want to know what Jerry Bow, what the hell Jerry Bow is doing. How in the heck do you make money off of an NBA highlight? This is just unbelievable. It's ridiculous to me. All right, 824 ESPN 97.5. Let's get Al in here. This is actually a sports question. Let's get him in. What do you say, Al?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How you doing, man?
Good. So I had a question. So I coached these seventh graders, and, you know, these guys talking to me about sports all day, and one of them was, we had this conversation about, is Allen Iverson better than James Harden? And, of course, I'm telling him, I'm like, yeah, man, Allen Iverson was way better. He changed the game. I mean, he crossed up Jordan. You know, he's that guy. And I had to kind of step back and say, wait, you know, is Allen Iverson actually better than Jordan? You know, he went to one finals. It was a gentleman's sweep. I mean, they got MVPs. They got scoring titles. I wanted to see what you guys thought about that.
About what?
Allen Iverson better than James Harden.
Not Jordan.
He meant Harden.
No, I don't even think it's close. To me, James Harden is clearly better than Iverson, and I don't even think it's debatable for me personally.
But he did get his team to a finals
by himself.
Basically by himself.
He did a great job. He was super tough, but
he also played in an era where spacing wasn't the same. I mean,
no, and it was much more physical when there were centers. But he was not a consistent shooter.
And teams aren't built the same way.
He was a high volume shooter, is what he was.
Different rules. I find it difficult to make these comparisons because right now it's less Iverson and more a Wade Harden thing because, you know, the Kobe and Jordan thing in a different stratosphere. Unless you're a Heat fan, then you will argue with Wade and Kobe, but fine, whatever. But it's become a Harden-Wade thing, particularly for Rockets and Heat fans for whatever reason. That's a back and forth. And you're like, Dwayne Wade was almost averaged 37 points in the finals, and he did it with like Shaq and Udonis Haslem on the floor and no spacing. Yeah, sure, James is great, but would Dwayne Wade be the same player that Harden is in this generation where he has all the space in the world to operate? He'd probably be averaging 32 when he was in his prime. So I just find it weird. The game is completely different.
Oh, totally different. There's no defense. Yeah, I mean, and yeah, it's just a bunch of jump shots. Iverson was not a great shooter, though.
No. But I think in today's world,
maybe he would be.
With no big men to protect the floor, protect or paint, he would get to the rim all the time.
Yeah.
With spacing, because Philadelphia would have built a team around him and four shooters.
And he would have grown up shooting threes.
It would have been part of his game.
That's right. 827 ESPN 975-713-780-3776 is the number to hang out with us. White Magic is going to be in on the other side. He is a Top Shot collector.
Oh, he is?
So we'll get White Magic in here to explain. I don't know it. I don't know what the
hell
it
is. Does he collect any of A.J. Hoffman's fighting cards from when A.J. was a mixed martial artist?
I don't know that anybody does that.
Are you remember White Magic was the guy that had beef with A.J.?
Oh, it is?
Yeah. That's White Magic.
Oh.
I wondered if
he
kind of...
But A.J. was the one that called him beefy.
Well, but listen, if White
he's
Magic...
He's a cop, right?
I don't know. I can't remember.
I think
remember,
he's a
cop. If White Magic owns a card of AJ, an MMA card, he could technically say he owns AJ.
Ooh, that's true. If he owned all of AJ's highlights?
Yep.
Wow. Well, here's the highlights. John Clay Wolf will buy your car. That's the highlight. If you want to sell your car, you sell it to John Clay Wolf at GiveMeTheVIN.com. Just go to GiveMeTheVIN.com. John Clay Wolf is with us here. What's up, John Clay Wolf?
I'm wondering when I get the rotation from you guys on vacation schedules. why they never pair you and I together to do a cover day anymore.
I just haven't taken a vacation. Last year, I didn't take vacation hardly at all. We took it at the same time, actually.
Yeah, we actually take them at the same time.
And this year, I haven't taken a vacation yet because I'm a grinder.
July and Christmas.
I'm a grinder. I'm a hard worker. John's already had multiple vacation days.
That's not true.
He keeps...
It was still from last year, but okay. That was from still from last year.
You still have been gone. You've taken a ton of days off.
No.
He's taken 26 days off this year.
That's totally not true, John Claywolf. But here's... I took...
She gets the message. I didn't know, like, I was trying to, you know, if I should catch the vibe.
No, he wants to sit in for me whenever I take my vacation.
Did you wake up a little sensitive this morning?
Wow.
No, it's a little menstrual, a little menstruation.
Yeah, okay. All right. I can see where you would have, you know, some issues this morning. It's going to be okay, though. It's going to be okay. Yeah.
I'm available, and I did enjoy it, and a lot of your listeners shoot me notes saying that was they really enjoyed it, and I think I'm a decent fill-in for your Star Search contest on the day that we do this. So anyway, back to what I do.
No. I think management might be a little worried about it, you know, what with the things that you say. But, yeah, okay. No.
The things that I say or the way that I say them, Granato?
It's the things that you say and the way that you say them, I think. I think both of them, you know.
Well, I can work on that.
With your description of Californians the other day, that was a bit aggressive. But
caged homosexuals was the exact word, and that's not a bad word. And if you really think about what we're saying, is like they're imprisoned and they're not allowed out of their homes, and it's ridiculous. I mean, here we are in Texas, we're free. We're free homosexuals, Granato. You and I are free homosexuals, and out there they're caged, and we need to go out there and uncage them and let them free. Like us.
Like the Rangers, who are going to have full house opening day. Are you going to go?
Of course I'm going to go.
You're going to go to the game?
Of course. I've already had Corona. I'm full of antibodies. I've got the force field shield on me. I'm ready to go.
All right. Well, here's the deal. If you want to sell John Claywolf your car, givemethevin.com. That's givemethevin.com.
This is Heisman Trophy winner, College Football Hall of Famer Eddie George, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. I don't know what y'all heard. Doesn't matter. Just let it go. Just let it go. 713-780-3776. If you'd like to get in here, 713-780-3776 is the number. I wonder if Jamie Dixon's in any trouble. He lost 71-50 last night to Kansas State. TCU. I mean,
yeah.
I would have thought Jamie Dixon is a great coach.
Right.
To not be able to turn that around it's a beautiful arena.
And how did Oklahoma
not? Have you ever been there? It's a beautiful arena.
No, I've never been there.
It's really neat.
I was shocked Oklahoma didn't cover. What a pathetic effort from Oklahoma. They were winning by 15 at one point in the second half. Yeah. Losers.
What? You seem happy about it. You're not? Okay. I thought maybe you had the other side.
No.
Losers. Rice with the win over Marshall, 72-68. Way to go, Rice. Nice job. Nice job, Rice. There was a bunch of college basketball last night. Duke. Did Duke end up winning that game?
Yeah, they pulled away from Louisville.
They pulled away.
They still got some work to do.
What about Miami beating Clemson, though?
Yeah, it's a weird year for them. They're down to 6 scholarship players. They've lost 5 scholarship players, and they've been terrible, but they've won. They've had 2 upsets for 2 days in a row. Of course, they would have to win 5 games in 5 days, so that's not happening. But it's interesting to watch basketball for a lot of these teams who are one and done. You know, we talked about Gonzaga a couple days ago, and they were down 10 at half to BYU and then kind of rolled. It was a weird day for that rivalry because the women's teams played each other too, and the BYU women were up by 10 at the start of the fourth quarter because the women's game has quarters. BYU chased them down and won with the buzzer. I mean, Gonzaga chased them down and won with the buzzer beater. So, yeah, there's a Gonzaga hoops teams had a good couple of days, but undefeated. They got now they win six games.
Would it have been better if they lost?
No,
not really.
They got pushed. Buy into
they
that.
Got pushed a little bit, and they fought
yeah,
back.
BYU fought them. Yeah. BYU gave them a scrap. All you have to do is get pushed, have some adversity, fight back. I don't think you have
Boy,
to lose.
Boy, Suggs down the stretch was just.
He's one of the guys the Rockets may be looking at if they wind up in the top four. So you've got Suggs, you've got the USC kid, I forgot his name.
There's Kate, Timmy.
Cade Cunningham. And you have Pittsburgh. the G League kid. Those are a couple of guys.
I thought you meant on Gonzaga.
No, well, Suggs is the guy the Rockets
Suggs
would
and
be.
Kisper and Timmy.
Yeah, but I don't know if any of those other, the other two are top five types.
No, but they're first rounders.
Yeah, certainly. Yeah. And the Rockets have. Another first rounder, right? Don't they have Detroit's first rounder?
Is that this year?
I think so.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
Well, that would be. No, they won't get that if it's a top four.
No, it has to be.
Yeah, lower. Right. They won't get that. Detroit.
No, it's protected.
It's protected. Yeah.
But they have. I think the Rockets do have multiple first round picks as long as they don't lose the one that would go to OKC.
Right. That'll be totally sweet. Screw you, OKC, and your deal. And the Chris Paul. Stop already. 713-780-3776. Let's get White Magic in here. He can explain this Top Shot thing. What's up, White Magic?
What's going on, gentlemen?
How you doing?
First off, I'm not a cop. I don't want you out here thinking that I'm stealing valor. I never said I was a cop, John.
What did you... why did AJ? I was here. It was during this show that you two were scrapping.
I was in the Army.
Oh, you were Army.
I was in the Army, but I was never. Yeah.
Oh,
never.
But AJ said he saw you somehow. I thought he saw. Was it a military picture that he saw? Because he said you were fat.
No, never.
Oh.
I don't know what he saw. I don't know what he saw. But
he
I'm,
did insult
I'm not,
him.
I've never been fat.
No, he said you were.
Well, they insulted each other.
I thought he said he was a cop. Fact,
I don't know if he called him a cop, but he did call him.
It's over.
Chubby.
It's over. Why are you trying to yeah. start stuff?
Okay.
John?
Well, how tall are you, and how much you weigh?
No. White Magic, tell us what.
Just tell us.
He's trying to start stuff. He's a problem today.
He's an awful person.
Well, and just to clarify something else, I did have one of AJ's fight cards, but when the COVID crisis started and the toilet paper ran out, I had to use it for something.
Okay.
So, but as far as the Top Shot goes, my boy Jerry Bowe is actually the one who put me on. So really what it is it's like the old school baseball cards. It's just digital. So you get the entire play. You don't get just a screenshot of the whatever happened. Like I have a LeBron James three-pointer from when he hit the three in the corner and turned around and looked at the bench.
Ooh.
And you get the whole play.
But I see it on TV now. But wait a minute, I can see it elsewhere. Why would you buy it when I can? I saw. As a matter of fact, every time ESPN shows highlights of LeBron, they show that.
Well, here's why: because I've invested $30 and I've made about $3,000.
How?
Because every time they play it, you have the rights.
By buying and selling, they're called moments. They're called moments. They're not called cards. By buying and selling the rights to that exclusive moment. Because they come with serial numbers, right? So it's like I think the limited edition is up to like 12,000, and then they have like commons that are like 35,000. The limited edition ones are the ones that are obviously worth more money, and then you have rare, legendary cards, things like that, where they don't make that many of them, depending on the play. If it's a game winner, it's probably going to be a rare or legendary.
So hold on, how can we get in on this?
I think the issue, Top Shot, I think what they want is, my White Magic, not Top Shot, that's the thing we're talking about. The issue is for John and Lance, and maybe even myself, is this all just made up value? Like, why should anyone care that you have that highlight? Like, if I can go watch it
what
on YouTube,
creates value?
How is that valuable if I can just watch it on YouTube anyway?
I think what it is it's more just the collectible thing, and I think that the way that they're thinking is it's the future of collecting cards. There will be no more going to wherever and doing card breaks and all of that. It's all going to be digital in the near future.
Yes.
And I think, as a matter of fact, I think I've seen an article where the NFL is actually looking into it now.
Oh no, I'm sure
they
are.
Weeks ago.
I'm sure they are. And
because it's, I mean, it's a huge moneymaker.
Okay, so you're not, so let me, I want to get this straight. So you don't own the right or a percentage of the rights to it where every time it plays somewhere you get a piece of it?
Negative.
Well, so you're not a rights owner. How did you make
$3,000? How did you make the money?
Because, okay, I bought packs, right? You buy packs, you get in line to make packs. Here lately, it's been harder to get a pack there early on. I think Jerry Bo got me on in like January, maybe even February.
When you say a pack, you're talking a pack is a moment, not a card.
No. Okay. A pack comes with three, depending on which pack you get, it can come with three moments or five. Some of them even come with seven. So you'll have multiple moments in each pack. It's like getting a pack at the store and you get three cards or five cards mm-hmm. in each pack.
Okay.
You get three or five or seven moments or whatever. Those moments all have serial numbers. Depending on the serial number, some are worth more than others. If you have the most expensive card that I've sold, I'd have to look, but I think was a Will Barton dunk, and I had the serial number was like 300 and something out of 10,000. Well, people pay higher money for the lower serials.
So you sell it.
Because of that, I think I sold it for $700.
Okay, yeah. So you're making money by buying it.
So you sold. You already sold your LeBron. You're a LeBron 3.
Yes, I sold that.
Man,
sold
how
that
can me and John get on this white magic? That's what I need to know.
Well, I'm going to do it with the NFL.
You got to go to NBAtopshot.com, but I think that they stopped the signups there for a while because it started blowing up. And it's still in beta, so it's to the point where they can't handle it. Their servers can't handle it.
And the NBA owns it? The NBA owns it, right?
I'm sure they get a big
they do.
Piece.
No,
I don't
they
think
do.
They own it, but I'm sure they get a huge piece.
We are limiting the number of accounts created per week. We'll let you know if it's your turn to start building your collection.
So the thing I take from it, from what White Magic said, is
sign-ups are closed.
It's a new version of collecting cards. Like, and why would a card have value, if you're asking that question? It's the same thing. Here, why did baseball cards ever have value? Because people deemed it that way, and it's the same way.
Yep.
Thing is, though,
just like cards.
I guess it's just like cards.
Yes.
So I can watch. Except I don't look at a card on television, but I can see that LeBron highlight on television all the time.
True.
So why do I have to have the LeBron highlight?
I don't know. Why do you have to have the card when Kirby Puckett's playing right field today?
Yeah.
I don't know.
If you get, you can wrap your head around it. If you think about it, it does. Like the digital stuff when. It kind of crystallized, like, I don't understand the idea of watching someone else play video games when I can do it and have more fun. But and when I said that on Twitter about 4 years ago, people lost their mind. I was attacked viciously. But somebody said, well, you do draft stuff. I'm like, yeah, but they're real players who play a real game. Yeah, but you're watching them. You're not playing those. I said, yeah, but I can play those different sports if I want to. And they said, you can't play at the highest level. You watch someone play at the highest level. That's what people who watch video game stuff are watching, people play at the highest level. Now, sometimes they're watching people just comment and be stupid or funny or whatever. But it kind of made sense to me. If you have somebody who their whole world, like we didn't grow up with video games as the be-all, end-all. We played. We played outside. We played organized stuff. And in me, I played video games also, but it never... And I love playing video game sports, but it never overtook being able to play like real sports and things like that if I had a chance to. But now I just think it's, John, I just think it's the digital stuff is that is a sport now.
Yeah.
Watching someone play on YouTube is the same as us watching on TV for people.
Yeah, I'm just glad I'm old and I'm going to die.
Hey, I said that about you yesterday.
Yeah. AJ says...
You know, you could actually bring that into the world. What's that called? Manifest that?
Uh-huh.
You could be speaking truth to power. Are you going to feel bad there?
Yes, no, I won't.
To speak truth to power on
No, yesterday, John, because he screwed up a spot, I had to re-record, and I thought to myself, I wish he would get old and, you know, not be able to do this anymore.
AJ said it's different beef. There's two different guys. AJ's got beef with a lot of guys. So not only in White Magic is
no, he had beef with Mike Magic.
No, there was a
he has beef with Mike.
No,
White
no,
Magic.
I know, but the cop is a there was a cop. It's not the same guy.
Well, yeah, AJ has beef
AJ
with a lot
said
of people.
That guy was the fat guy.
Okay,
yeah, the cop.
But then this guy said he did wipe his butt with an AJ fight card.
Yeah, I could see that.
So now this beef
would
back
be,
on.
It would hurt.
So this beef might be back on.
I don't think it was three ply that card. So no. I couldn't have been comfortable.
No. I don't want that.
You card. Want an AJ up your butt?
844.
Can't be comfortable.
ESPN 97.5.
Guys, let's talk for a second about my friends over at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. If you're looking for a great vehicle, how about the 2021 Chevy Trax? This is a five-seat SUV, so it's a smaller SUV. But I'm telling you right now, it also has some of the very best discounts that you can get, like $2,500 dealer cashback discounts, yada, yada, yada. I'm telling you, you go to the website, you'll see all the different programs that they have. I really shouldn't say yada, yada, yada. I should just tell you to go to LandZCars.com because the Chevy Trax right now is one of the best discounts that they have, and it's one of the coolest, newest, hippest vehicles that they have, and it's smaller. But the price point and the givebacks that they have for you right now are insane. They're in Angleton, but you can start the car buying experience right now on LanceZCars.com. And you can go through really the entire thing if you want to and even have the vehicle delivered to you right here in Houston. That's what their customer service is all about. Get selection, get price, get value, and get tremendous dealer cash back and finance incentives right now when you go to LanceZCars.com or you head out to Angleton at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC.
This is Carlos Correa, All-Star and World Series champion, and big fan of Gulf Coast Chevrolet in Angleton. No one will treat you better. Chevy, find new roads.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
8:47 here on The Bench. Lance Zierlein, John Granato with you. And the guy... Well, okay, go ahead.
Major announcement. Charlie Epps won't be here on Saturday morning. He's going to be a Pebble playing with his grandkids and
John
whatnot.
Clay Wolf?
So, no. Will, the intern, is going to be in
Look
there.
At that.
Yeah.
Good for Will.
He's going to have his big shot. Will's going to get his big shot on Saturday with Billy
Harmon.
So,
not is John Clay Wolf also going to host?
No, John Clay Wolf is not going to host. I don't know that he's a golf aficionado.
Doesn't matter, really.
Will's a big golf guy. He can still come on any show and talk. Huh?
I don't know.
What are you guys going to talk about?
We're gonna talk about golf.
That's it. You don't have like an outline yet for what you're going to discuss.
It's the Players Championship.
That's why I asked.
Yeah, no. This week's the Players Championship. We'll talk about last week because it's on Saturday morning. You don't have all day everything that happened Saturday and Sunday with Bryson DeChambeau winning.
And you can talk about Thursday
and the ratings skyrocketing.
Did they?
Yeah, they skyrocketed.
You can talk about the Thursday and Friday of the tournament that's happening. This week as well, right?
Yeah, right. That's what we do.
Mm-hmm.
We recap last week, Saturday and Sunday, and we go over what's going on Thursday and Friday. And the news of the week, big controversy this week.
What happened this week?
Well, Bryson DeChambeau, who's long, and you saw him going crazy when he hit it over number six. Okay, he did, and he was going nuts and whatnot, and people loved it, and people want to see him maul the ball. Well, they're not allowing him to hit over the water on 18 here at the TPC to go. He wants to hit it on
nine
and then go across.
That's a golf controversy?
That's a huge golf controversy.
Like, when you guys have special guest hosts like Will, do you have to provide him with those Forrest Whitley stimulants to make sure he gets home because he's been so bored and tired from talking about golf that he's safe to get home? Does he get some of those Forrest Whitley stimulants to drive home?
He's not bored. He can't be more excited.
Well, shout out to Will. Congratulations to Will, the intern.
Yeah.
Will Doctor, actually.
Will Doctor.
Which is his name.
Right. That's a pretty good radio name.
That's a great radio name.
The Doctor, because we can do a lot of different. You can do like, the Doctor is in, like golf segments.
Well, the Golf Doctor. But Charlie Epps is already the Golf Doctor.
But the golf.
Charlie leaves, he can become the Golf Doctor.
Charlie's not there, so he's now.
He's going to be the Golf Doctor only.
Did he play at Arizona State, or he just likes to play?
No. He played in high school. I don't know if he
didn't play collegiately, right?
I don't know that. He did play high school, Maybe he played. I don't know if he ever got in tournaments, but I think he was. I think he might have been on
Arizona State. Didn't he go to Texas Wesleyan?
Yeah, that's where he went.
Yeah, same thing.
It's not the same. And yes,
oh, yeah, we had a different Arizona
State
guy.
He played at Texas Wesleyan.
Yeah, we had a different Arizona State guy.
Yeah,
that's right.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, it's a different guy.
Who's our Arizona State guy?
Friday.
Young Friday.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Sorry.
He didn't play golf.
No, he just partied.
Yeah, he's a maniac. Lovely Young Friday. Anyway.
Let's get Jerry Bowe.
Jerry Bowe wants to talk about, he can explain Top Shot to us. What do you say, Jerry Bowe?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Now, if it's about hustling and making money, I know Jerry Bowe has got his hands in it. So, exactly. You have been on this probably for a little while. Explain how this has value to us.
All right. Well, before we even talk the Top Shot part of it, think about why it's worth money and all that. It's not just Top Shot, but we're going to talk specifically about that.
Okay.
It's now we're entering the world of NFT. So what is an NFT? It's a non-fungible token. That's what everyone's selling right now. They're doing it not just in basketball. There's people, just random people creating anything. They're called cyberpunks. Go look at them. They're selling for over $1 million, just anything that's minted. So basically, why does this have value if you can go watch it? But why does the Mona Lisa have value if you can go draw it? It's supply and demand, right? Like, if you go draw it, where's the market for that drawing that you made? There's not. So then why is there a market here? Because what they do is you buy that moment, that token. So now you own an NFT. So what does that mean? They number it for you. So they come either from 1 to 12,000, 1 to 15,000 in the normal, those are called common. When you start getting down to rares, they come in limited 1 to 50, 1 to 2,000 and less. Okay. So then once you purchase that moment or you obtain that moment, you own it with a serial number. The lower the serial number, the better. So say they're 1 to 2,000, obviously that one is worth the most. If you get the one that matches their jersey, I mean, you've already made, you made a $250,000 on these big players. That's how big this is. So what happens? You buy it. Now it goes to a blockchain. Like you're saying, well, where's the market for it? Like a dollar has a market, like a monetary value because it stands, you know, in the U.S. and we know how currency works. But why does it work there? Because it's thrown to a blockchain. What is a blockchain? That's where you're getting into that crazy internet world. A blockchain is exactly what Bitcoin and everything works off. It's a database that stores numerous transactions. So everything that we do as far as Top Shot or anything as far as that crypto stuff, it's stored into a database that anyone can see. So if I go on and sell LaMelo or buy LaMelo Ball, which I did this morning, his rookie, right? Anybody can see it and they can see exactly who bought it at exactly what time. There's nothing hidden. They've made basically their own, call it a banking system within their world. And then exactly if everything's serialed and everything is supply and demand and people are demanding it, then it all of a sudden created a market. And that's what we have now. So as far as NBA Top Shot, NBA, these guys, they're licensed by the NBA. They've been around for about a year, but they started blowing up. So I heard, because like you said, if there's some people you know are hustlers, and if you hear them doing something. So I know a guy, they went six deep, and they bought a John Morant rookie, like a real limited thing, for $35,000, right? As soon as I heard that and he told me that, it hit the red alert, like the lights, like, okay. I know he isn't stupid. So what are they doing this for? So as soon as he explained it to me and he said, get on top of it, on my gambling groups, I told them White Magic's in there. I mean, everyone, we were spending when this is before the big curve within the last 2 months. So we were spending $9 at first, $12. You pull moments instead of cards. You have moments. So these moments come, you either get 3 in a pack or 5 in a pack, sometimes 7, depending on what kind of packs they are. Either way it goes, you get these moments, and like I said, that LeBron moment he pulled, we were pulling multiple of them, and then before you know it, the market just started just driving itself up because more users, supply and demand, more users, but then they weren't cutting more moments. They all have to be put on that blockchain. So if they didn't put them on there, there was a hell of a demand, but there was no supply, and that's what we ran into now. Now it's flooded, but you have NBA players behind this. Terry Rozier was opening packs live. That's how it spread like wildfire. So he's opening them packs live. And then Tyrese Halliburton, the rookie of the year guy, you know, he gets on and he starts saying, anybody out there that has my moment, I'll buy it from you. Terry Rozier said, if you have my moment, I'll let you hang out with us after a game. And then all hell broke loose.
All right.
That's insane. And you know what I've noticed historically? When people who usually know how to make money start doing stuff, you should do it too.
Yeah, right.
Jerry, were you on GameStop? Tell the truth. Were you on any of that takeoff?
No.
That-
so check it out, man. That stuff, I was behind the curve. You know, when they say, if you heard it a little late, then don't even get into it. So when I heard it was a little late, but that stuff, it's all pump and dumps. You know what I mean? It's not real stuff that you're like, okay, this has a future. With this has to, that was just, I mean, a matter of, okay, it's a matter of people all buying one stock at one time, but then you're relying on those same people to say, to hold. And that's what's scary about it, because as soon as they didn't hold, the market goes down. How many people deposit $100 in the stock market that don't know nothing about it? Then all of a sudden it's like 400 and they're like, man, I'm good. Mm-hmm. As soon as they hit a certain moment, the ones that got caught holding the bag, that's who lost. You know what I mean? And that's why those pump and dumps, that's a whole different ballgame.
All right, that's Jerry Bow. You can listen to him here Sunday, Saturdays, and Sundays.
Sundays.
Right?
Yeah, Sunday. Moneyline.
Oh, just Sundays, Moneyline.
10 to 12. With Josh Jordan.
With Josh. He and Josh do a great job breaking down games for you and giving you winners. And follow him on Twitter as well. Jerry Bow knows it is the place to find out who to bet on. Jerry, we appreciate it, man. Thanks for hanging.
Thanks for having me.
Art brings up a pretty good point. Why don't we start selling moments from the show?
What would be most valuable, do you think? Like
you tell you asking Gilbert who stole his bike?
No,
that would be the
when. No, it's
that would be a moment.
What about keep your egg rolls frying?
Right.
It depends. The answer is the bigger moment when he goes, "Black guy stole my bike."
Yeah, black guy.
That
stole,
moment.
But it's right. But that it's moment. No, it's a whole and it's an entire play.
How much would
it's an entire play?
You bitches wishes you had these.
Oh my god.
Well, that might be as valuable as anything.
Well, because there's a digital component to it. Because there's a video.
What about
legs are up in the air.
Anytime Lance aggressive. Mimics Cardi B, that should be a moment.
What about mukbang? I mean, that could be a...
I mean, that's a cancelable moment, I guess.
No. Right.
Ooh, hey, yeah.
Yeah, no. That's a moment that people could buy.
That's a moment, all right.
Yeah.
The moment you officially...
ended your career.
No. What about Lance's Songs of the South?
Definitely a moment.
Yeah. But there's no video component
to it.
What about
You Like It Pretty
Hover
Feet?
Above, rain hell below.
Like if you got that live.
You could sell different sections of it.
Yeah. Like if you captured.
Yeah, no. That's a, yeah.
Like if
Hover
you,
Above, Rain Hell Below.
Like I edited that together.
That's a moment.
Like if you go back to when it actually happened and catch the lead up to it and then the actual first song, that could be a moment that goes big.
No, right.
Yeah, if you know the date, I'm not handing it out because I don't, maybe I'll grab it and then I will have that one of one.
Right. I don't have any moments.
No.
See?
Oh, that's it. Yeah.
It's already captured.
Oh, Raheel's selling it. Right now, Raheel's selling it. Oh, no. Raheel just sold an NFT. It's
Lance.
Oh no, it's been captured.
Lance stepping.
It's been captured, and Raheel is selling it as a non fungible
token.
B.
That's like Cardi B moment.
How much did he get for that? I think I get a piece of that.
I think Well,
what's he selling it for?
I
right
got
now?
A big
Raheel,
piece of
please
it.
Please tell us what
once
you're selling
you were
it for.
Showing me that you were. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true. What are you? What is that selling for? Right
now? Oh, imagine unpacking this moment.
Yeah. This. Right.
Imagine that. I mean, this could go big.
Oh, like, my God. Guess what I got?
I've got Lance pulling a Cardi B.
Yeah. Going Cardi B, opening up
his
whole,
his whole stuff.
859 ESPN 97.5.
Terrible.
7137. What moment do you want to buy? 7137803776.
ESPN 97.5.